All right, Worldwide Live through BBS Radio Online. Welcome to all of you for joining in with us. Today it is Monday, February the 20th, 2017. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in California, in the town of Paradise. I know that Wynn is on the road, and he's going to try to make it in time for the call tonight. So we'll see what happens. I welcome you all. Tonight we might do a replay, but it depends. Vin just called me a little while ago. He was like in Demetrius's house, and he was going to do the show from there. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights, California.
Good evening to you, Jeannie. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Hi.
All right. And again, welcome to all those on BBS Radio that are joining in online. We can see you, we can hear you. We do this as always simulcast with a conference call. And of course, those people we can hear, and I can see them online. But however, we're glad you participate with this. We are 3 minutes away from the hour. And there will be no announcement email out, as Wynn is driving currently, and he was not in a area where he had email reception, online access. A lot of rain here also in Northern California, and Dharmananda, you are in a trouble spot. I guess. Can't hear you. You might be muted. Or you might want to stay in the background.
Are you back at home, Heif?
I am, yes. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Prudy in Orlando, Florida.
Hello, Prudy. Welcome. How are you?
Hi, Demetrius. I'm great. Thank you.
You may call me Demetrius. That's fine.
Okay.
Hi.
But I'm not.
Hi. Duh. Hi.
Hi.
I got my accents mixed up.
That's okay.
Saudi Arabia was hit by massive floods now. My God, look at the floods in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi. This is Bonnie in Southern California.
Hello, Bonnie. Welcome to the call.
Hi, everybody. I'm glad to be here.
All right. And I just noticed Wynn his helicopter, so he will be here live shortly, I assume.
Also, they had to evacuate people from Oroville Dam again.
No.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that, and the level was still way below the spill point I heard earlier today. Hello, Cherry Brown.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. Pretty good.
All right. Hey, Cherry, did you go online just now with free conferencing, or is that Wynn?
That's Wynn.
Okay, great. Because Wynn called me earlier, like 10 minutes ago. He wasn't sure if he was going to be able to make it in time. But apparently
yeah.
He was.
We just arrived.
Oh, you are with him. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, Cherry.
Hi.
All right, more people joining in. Welcome to you all if you want to name a location.
Roger.
Hello,
and Austin.
I hear
Hi.
Roger. Good evening to you, Roger. Welcome.
Hi.
And Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Demetrius.
Good evening to you, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you.
And I hear Dimitri, my brother. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, guys?
Hi. Thank you for taking my brother and sister in your house.
Huh?
Aren't Wynn and Teddy with you?
I'm in the car. And Wynn is in the hotel.
Oh.
I'm not sure what you're in there. Because they just blew up.
Did you have somebody else join in the show? Feel free to say your name and location.
Yes, this is Terry in Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Hello.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Michelle in Cambria.
Hello, Michelle. Welcome.
Hello.
And the next caller, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. Good evening to you, and I'm glad you're here.
Kind of. Okay. did you pick something to play?
I did.
Now, what was the topic? Let's see if you picked the same thing I did.
You might have picked the same. I might have picked the same thing. It's the only one that I saw available that fitted in on the uploaded files. Because I kind of played. What's that?
Did you upload it?
No. Well, it is an uploaded one, so I'm not sure if we have played it recently.
Well, I uploaded one. Oh, this is a short one, okay? It's Monday, March 29th, 2010. It's only 37 minutes, okay?
Okay. Okay.
And the topic is sex.
All right.
I have no idea what it is, okay?
I do not see it here, though.
It's in the uploaded files. If you look in recordings.
How long ago did you read that?
Just like 3 minutes ago. You might have to refresh it, okay?
I have to refresh it, yeah.
It's showing up. But what it is, it's 37 minutes.
Yeah.
And I hope nobody's listening to us now, right? No, of course they are. We just drove from Sedona to Phoenix to meet Dimitri. Dimitri and I and Terry will be doing the Whole Planet Healing together in an hour, and we're just checking into the hotel. So,
Are you here already? You are here already?
We've arrived. I'm sitting in the
the
bar area, the restaurant area, and
getting drunk before you meet Demetrius.
So, I'm getting drunk before I meet Demetrius. Demetrius, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. I'm coming down to meet you.
Yeah, well, I'm coming up to check in, okay? But you can come down. It's okay. It's all right. And
all right. You already got the room?
I have to go to the front desk. I wanted to get the whole Monday night call started, and then I'll be back on after we get settled in the room, okay? All right?
Okay.
And Dimitri?
Yes?
Just because we're in each other's face doesn't mean you can rush me through the call. Just telling off.
Oh, God.
All right. So I'm gonna go over to the front desk now, and we'll see you guys soon. Okay. All right. Bye.
All right. So welcome all those who just came on board. Thank you for being here. And let's do that. Yes. If you want to, feel free to say your name and location.
Cecil Jepson in Seattle.
Good evening to you, Cecil, and welcome.
Thank you.
Don in Northern Ohio.
Good evening to you, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Anyone else?
Deb in Oregon.
Good evening to you, Deb. Welcome also.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else? Well, welcome to you all, also those people that are listening in on BBS Radio online. Thank you for being here this evening. This call is as live can be until this point, because we will play a 37-minute recording. He's starting here shortly. It's one of the most interesting topics I've ever heard of, which is
sex.
Sex. I'm going to mute the lines. Let's see.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
All right.
This conference is being recorded.
So, hello, this is Gijs Minderhout. It is today, February 20th, 2017. And we will start playing a recording here shortly, which was recorded in 2010. And the topic is sex. So, let's see what will be discussed on this call. Thank you all again for being here.
Okay, now we're being recorded, and I don't think Terry's here. It's a good thing we're not on NBC or CBS, but they'd fire us. Jeez. Terry, are you there? You know, if anyone actually ever did a TV show on how we do this, Terry and I go to different parking lots. We do these calls oftentimes from parking lots. And there's a neat thing about being in your car that I learned a while back ago in doing this. Because it's like you're separated from other energies. You're in your own space. And on these calls, The intention is to not to ground into the space where you are, but not be caught up by the other energies that are flying through your space. So when you're in your home, you have the energies of your neighbors, your family, your children, your husband. Some of you might try this sometime. If you're not getting an intense experience wherever you are, you might take your cell phone, go in your car, and join the call from your car, because it might help you connect with the energies. If anyone's listening for the first time, I always talk about this idea of connecting with energies. And just quickly, hopefully Terry will come back before. Terry, are you there? Okay. That we're working with the principle, and I think it's a truth principle, that the universe is all one being.
Hello?
And, oh, there you are. Thank you. Where'd you go?
I couldn't get the mute turned off, but the BH speaker won't connect, so I don't know how to, I don't know why.
Well, just use it like it is. Fine. Just so you're there. Because, did you figure out how to get the mute off?
Yeah, the mute's off. Well, the BH speaker is connecting, and I tried to set it up.
Okay, maybe you have the wrong speaker. But let's not trouble everybody with our troubles. What we're doing is we're taking this idea that everything is one to the extreme on these calls, because we're creating an intention and a space for that oneness to be experienced. Now, for oneness to be experienced for a human, not believed in, but experienced, it means that you have to penetrate your energies through what's called the veil. There is a veil that keeps all humans, most humans, in a compressed state. And we're in this realm, and most of us have trouble feeling connected. We try to connect, but we don't, it's not natural. It is natural, but it's not natural. It's natural because we are connected, but it's not natural because we have certain veils, energies, that keep us blocked. And that on this call, we create the group intention. And if you're on this call, you can be part of that group intention if you choose to break through that veil and to connect with each other. And it's an unusual experience the first time you have it.
because most people have not had it. Some people on this line have had it, I'm sure, but most people have not had it. And suddenly, it's an energy that comes in that sometimes makes tingles through your body. And it's rather hard to explain to someone that is not having the experience because there's not the right vocabulary to describe it, since it's not a normal experience for a human. So if I was going, I do try to find the vocabulary. We can shut our eyes right now. I hear funny beeps in the background. I'm not doing that. That is not special effects so that we can experience numbness. Terry, are you still there?
I'm here.
Is that you beeping?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got both. I'm working on it here.
Why don't you just not work on it? You're making me nervous, okay? I'm getting distracted. So just, I hear you okay. We have people all over the world listening to you, and your speaker box is making funny noises. Thank you. So, we can just shut our eyes and feel the energy. How do you feel energy? Well, for whatever reason, and I can't explain this, even I, when I'm on the call and I say I can feel the energy coming through my feet, I feel it when I'm on the call much better than I do in between calls. So there's something about us coming together on this call and having an intention. And here we have people all over the world. We even have a gentleman in Japan. So we feel this energy coming through the earth. And imagine it's coming through the earth on Japan. It's coming through the earth on all those people that are going to listen to this call. And the energy is coming from the earth through our bodies. And as I've come to understand this, when we do this, we're connecting to the earth, and the earth really likes it because the earth has an aliveness to her, and that most people are not connected to the earth. And the earth, just like us, is happier when it's connected. So it's like if you feel that energy coming through your feet, just say, hi, earth. Now, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but when I said, hi, earth, the energy got stronger. And we bring it through our bodies, through the energy systems of our bodies. Our bodies are energy systems. Even doctors recognize that. Acupuncture is all about the energy that runs through your body. So we're bringing that energy through our bodies, through our heads, through the top of our heads. Now, Hindu, Indian metaphysics talks about the crown chakra at the top of your head. So we're bringing the energy through the top of our heads. And I have this idea that when we do that, and we just imagine that this is true, just as we greeted the earth below our feet, we can greet each other above our heads. And when I say it, we start to connect. And then we can invite other beings to connect with our energy. Now, when we do this, we're very careful to invite only positive beings, beings that operate in what is called the law of one, which is what I said at the beginning of this, that we're all one energy. And these are beings that actually can experience that oneness, as opposed to us, who we don't experience it very easily. But on this call, we're moving into the experience of oneness. And that creates magic. Because now we are creating a vortex, what some people call a vortex, or an energy that goes from the celestial realms through our bodies and into the earth, just where we are. And do you know that that is one of the best things that a human can do in terms of being a service? People wonder, how do I be a service? When you create a vortex, you are uplifting everything around you, the people, the physical objects, the earth, and the higher sources who love to participate with us on this. So now we're doing that, and we'll call in the light officially. Terry, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
I keep thinking you're going to disappear. So we have a topic. We have all these people out there that have tuned in tonight, and they're waiting to have me ask questions to our source on our topic, which I'll announce after I bring them in. I don't want to make you nervous. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and each one of you on this line. And we take any negativity and just let it go to be dispersed in the higher realms of light. We can just see any dark patches leaving your body, any places where you're holding on, just let it go. And we invoke a braiding of our energies, a weaving of our energies in other dimensions, creating this group energy, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, to join with our energies, and we create a protected space. And if you guys do this yourself, be sure and include the protected space that only the positive can enter, and anything not of that nature must leave now.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with you today, the 29th of March, 2010, focused through Los Angeles, California, through the instrument of Terry Brown. Do you have questions?
Yes, we have a topic that I announced, which has to do with sex, sexuality, and obviously sex is a primal force in human beings, and men have one certain experience of it, and women have a different experience. And, you know, the overall topic is how do the Elohim create the universe? And I have the question to start with. Obviously, or to me, I think it's obvious, you know, that sexuality was part of a design somewhere along the line so that humans and animals could procreate, and this complex interaction where a male puts something into a female and then a baby grows, and then there's a social structure of the male being the protector and the woman being the nurturer, create a family unit, to create a upbringing over years of a new being into this realm. Well, there's a really lot of complexity to that, and particularly there's this new being that comes in when these two forces meet and join. And so I would like to ask what you can share with us on the nature of that interaction. And how did it get developed? Was it developed by the Elohim we're talking to, who don't have bodies? Or was it developed by lower level beings in this realm who who were high-level genetic scientists. Of course, if they were in this realm, were they procreating? Then they couldn't be procreating until the sexuality thing started. So were there beings before sex? And how? I'll just make an open-ended space for anything you can share about how all that works.
Yes. There were beings before sex. There were beings before the beings isolated out. There was the being of one of all that is. And we were all a part of that separate one being. And then as things began to fold over.
Could you talk a little bit closer to the microphone, please? The volume is a little bit low.
It's extremely hard, and that the headset creates extreme headaches on the individual channeling. And the speaker box is... Okay, this is Tiridak again. I'm unable to set up the speaker box. The speaker box is here, and it...
Do you, Terry, have your phone on speakerphone right now?
I do. I have my phone on speakerphone.
So why don't you just tilt the phone so the earphone is not near your head, and just talk up to it. The microphone is on the bottom of the phone, so just talk into the microphone without putting the earphone.
Yes. Talk into it like this?
Very loud. Yes, we can hear you clearly, okay?
You can hear me clearly now?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to put it towards the other side of my head. Okay. Moving back into the channel. This is Ra'an, and we are mindful of your question. We would suggest that the channel fix the speaker box so this phone is not creating pain in the head, as we do not wish to expose the channel to this radiation. And we wish to get the speaker box working before we continue the discourse. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you. Terry?
Yeah, the speaker box, both speaker box are failing, and I don't know why. All right. Let me see if I can get this position better. All right. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay. All right, we will continue. This is Ra'an speaking concerning this subject of coupling. The individuals that eventually evolved out of the one were energetic beings, and the energetic beings had abilities to create force and create at the start force, but not picture. Eventually, they learned to create pictures to flash at one another, At first, they were merely energy pictures. Then they learned to share these energy pictures with others, which was a duplication of the other's energy picture. And they learned to share energy, and they learned to create space and to share space. And this, in the other realm, on the other side, was the delightful experience, the sharing of space. And they felt sensation, they felt warmth, and they could sense what the other person was flashing, and the energy, the change in charge, the movement. They began to feel movement as one would move around the other and flush the other's face. Then this went on for eons of time. Eventually, there were small forms that were created, and the energetic beings viewed these small forms, and they used to move on their own, and they were very small, and the energetic beings began to cultivate those very small. The word would be one-celled creatures. The amoeba began to develop, and the energetic beings were delighted, and they examined these creatures, and they cared for them, and they loved them. And when one would stop working, then the energetic beings were sad as they learned to love and care for the amoeba creature. Then the energetic creature began to have two amoeba, or three or four, that they would cultivate. And they began to see what would happen if they coupled them up to share space with each other, as the energetic beings were very, very delighted with contact. In the energetic realm, they wanted to see what would happen with their physical amoeba friends. Would they place them in the vicinity of each other? And the amoeba creatures, through telepathy, began to pick up from their energetic friends what it would be like to share space with other amoeba. The other amoeba then would couple, as in kissing, and they began to delight in moving other creatures out of themselves, and they began to be the base of genetics. And then the energetic people wondered what would happen if the creatures would multiply and have different functions, and if they could walk. And they oversaw them and worked with them to develop them into different forms. This coupling energetically was so delightful that they began to see how they could be coupled in different ways, that they could, in the coupling, then divide more. They began to assign different qualities to the genetic makeup, that with one genetic makeup placing within the one place in the amoeba, the instructions, the codes for developing of other features besides a simple jelly shape going around. They put intelligent instructions that were programmed through their own mind through energetic beings that had special abilities to create codes that would then mold the emerging forms into different abilities and move them into different forms. This took a lot of creative essence ability and the ability to multitask on the part of certain energetic forms. And these forms were and are intelligent, and they would multi-create different forms down to very tiny specifications of measurement that could, and as we look at this, we see them creating a large form and then vanishing it down, shrinking it to a small form to encode much information into a tiny genetic gene. Then codes were written on how the form would be triggered by the sensation of another sharing space with it, and to in the sharing of the space, the energy from the sharing would begin to trigger the code sequence to develop. This was put in place by very talented energetic beings with the ability to create within tiny specifications. And they created, first of all, with large specifications and then shrank them down with so much information then packed into a tiny space. And there were, within the individuals who were creating such life forms, rudimentary life forms, there were some mistakes.
where the form did not make it and the form would die, but over many years and many individuals in trial and error, they were to make forms that would then begin to survive. And these individuals were that created this were awarded much accolades by the others as the energetic being would view the ghostly form and be delighted in that it was operating now within its own lifespan and form and life matrix. This then gradually developed into more complex of forms, and still the furthering mechanism was the sharing of space, which created great pleasure within the individual forms that were sharing the space. And the trigger mechanism for the code sequence beginning to grow and develop was the sharing of this space. Gradually, they developed this system not only of the sharing of the space, but found they could create more distinct beings and more sensations in the sharing when fluids were shared, and the development of the genetic sequences were affected within tissues that were within the fluids. Those are our comments. Do you have questions on that?
Well, I'm just trying to see if I can assimilate it. The first being was an amoeba, and the amoebas could share fluids back and forth. Is that correct?
As they developed into more complex beings, then they began to share more complex codes and more complex interactions. But yes, the amoebas would combine, share space, and begin to develop into a third amoeba.
So was this sharing of fluids being guided, or was it happening by itself, or was it being guided and happening by itself? Was it interaction between a spontaneous sharing and also guidance from the energy beings?
It was by the spontaneous sharing and by guidance. Back and forth, as the energy beings would view their creation with delight, and they would then see where to go with the next formation, and eventually they develop complex codes which the body, resulting bodies, would then follow in the development of the genes, which were codes for the development of the different attributes of the resulting body.
Now we have 1 minute left, so we cannot go into a big topic here. I can see that this is not a small topic. We've started out, and this is obviously the precursor of what we call sex today, the sharing of fluids and kind of good feelings from sharing of fluids and sharing of energy through the sharing of fluids, and that something evolved from this original complex structure. And we will, am I kind of getting that correct in the way that I just described it?
Yes, you are.
Okay, so this is the beginning of that. And of course, we in our bodies today are the end result of that. And we are all the byproduct of the sharing of fluids between individuals. And obviously, it got very complex. So, you know what? I am going to... let's just turn the mics here and see. We really have about 2 minutes. Did any of that cause a question to be developed for any of you listening? You're unmuted. I'll bet you that's not what you expected to hear on this call. Believe me, I have no idea what's going to come up when I start asking questions. And I think I actually, okay, I muted everybody. This is kind of an amazing view that we're all having as to how everything started from the same source that was there, apparently, when it did. So, on that note, do you have any closing comments for us?
Thank you for your attention and your interest in yours and our history together. I don't know.
Thank you. Thank you, Terry, so much. Again, let's just, in our love, send love to Carla Ruckert. She had an operation. She's not going to be with me for about 6 weeks. And let's just ask for her healing and quick recovery. And if you're listening on BBS and you just happen to tune in, you want more information about the kind of stuff we talk about, go to messageaday.net, and I'm going to stop.
All right. This is me live again on this Monday evening.
Guys, can you hear me?
Yes.
You better guys turn that down or it's going to make echoes, okay? You know, I didn't preview that one. And I have to say, that was one of the classic of classics of our calls. Do you remember that one, guys? Were you on it when we did it?
I don't even remember it, no.
Yeah. I mean, it was like fun.
All callers are unmuted.
Did you guys see the humor in that? I unmuted everybody. Okay, I started that call. You better mute yourself. Mute yourself. Are you muted, Dimitri? Mute yourself. Yeah, because otherwise it makes a delay, yeah. Yeah. So what happened was, I had the idea that I was going to have a conversation with them about the mysteries of sex. And as soon as I started talking, they started talking about how excited they were about amoebas. They were dividing with each other, which was the first instance of reproduction. Okay, did you guys get that? Did you follow that on the call? I wanted to go back to that call. I didn't know where the heck it was because I remembered it, and I wanted to go back and listen to the details on it because I remember when it was happening, I was cracking up inside myself. And they were so innocent. They were, I mean, it felt to me like they were genuinely innocent. And they were talking about their excitement when they started working with amoebas as the first instance of reproduction. So in any case, the call ended early, and we are all happily here in a hotel room in Fountain Hills, Arizona. And
but I can't do it.
What's that?
I can play another recording. It says 7 minutes, how to intervene with nuclear weapons.
Oh, what time is it now? 47. That'll go to 55. Okay, well, in any case, all you guys, I want you to know, Dimitri and I are in the same hotel room for the first time, and he's not as fat as his kid said he was. And you don't want to miss tonight's whole Planet Healing, because we'll be here together, and we're going to duke it out.
It's going to be a short one.
There we go. There we go.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dimitri.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to just mute myself and play that one, okay?
All right. Can mute the lines also?
All callers are unmuted.
A recording from the show, 2010, I believe. Oops, didn't work. Try again.
In terms of Los Angeles,
all callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Oh.
Just now?
Yes.
Does it help to do these channelings for Los Angeles?
Yes, it does. And then it focuses energy into the area.
Are you actively making physical movements into the space to stop something from happening, or would that more likely be Ra?
We are actually doing that. We are making movements into the space also, but Ra is a different frequency.
How would the Elohim manifest into the space? I understand there are orbs, is that, you know, round colored orbs that come in and do things. Is that a manifestation that the Elohim would choose?
Our manifestation is, it's more of, a light, a very, doesn't weigh very much. Light, that kind of light. Light. It's brilliant. The words are, it's a pervasion, pervading of the spaces with energies. And in bringing the energies in, we bring light and love with those energies, which then pervades the space, and to help ease up the tensions and the troubles of the entities living in the area.
But suppose, for example, someone was going to set off a bomb and it needed a physical interaction to cause it not to go off. Is that possible?
Yes,
it is. Is that something the Elohim would do? Or would that be delegated down to a lower group?
It's if you ask and then you receive. Something that the energy that you ask would be it would be only group and group souls or entities with the power to diffuse the devices that would be able to diffuse the devices, and it would likely not be delegated.
So the Elohim would do it directly?
Yes, or Ra also would do it directly. They, as the request was heard or the decision was made to start the diffusion into effect.
Would a diffusion like that happen on a molecular level or on a physical level? Or would it be decided at the moment? I don't know if you understand the question. Do you understand my question meaning?
Being that the molecular is a level of the physical, then the answer would be physical, and it would have to be... I understand your question. Would more likely be on a molecular level. A level that would take into account all of the forces and all of the aspects of the device. Freezing it in some manner to diffuse it. Freezing not meaning cold.
Now, if those devices weren't located by other people, would might they have been diffused by a higher interdimensional source?
It is conceivable that they, I mean, that was is in within the realm of Daphne was here because he's got more words.
Possibility.
It is within the realm of. Possibility is close, but it's not exactly the right word. It is within the realm of what can happen. That there is this, it is within the realm of what, of the abilities of the our groups to manifest within your realm. Whether or not that would have happened would have been based upon the prayers and desires and the consensus desire.
So it would be done.
All right. So that was the end of that recording. Our time is up on BBS. Thank you all for having been here. Much love to each one of you. In just a few minutes, the whole Planet Healing call will start. If you want the information on accessing that call, go to wholeplanethealing.com. And I can give you also the phone number now. If you are ready, the phone number is 712-770-4340 and the access code is 250513#. Again, I love you all. Have a good night.
Your conference recording has stopped.